6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon, Thursday, February 10, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. And of course, as you know, the average American, according to the American Heart Association, the average adult swallows 22 teaspoons of added sugar each day. Yeah, you know, the soft drinks, the candy, the cakes, you know, the Twinkies, the ding-dongs, the ho-hos, the fried pies, all that other stuff you eat. You know, and not to be outdone, America's 14 to 8-year-olds, besides eating Tide Pods on a dare, consume an eye-popping 34 teaspoons of added sugar a day. You know, they like that Mountain Dew. Yee-hoo! All right, so, you know, you got to understand that the sugar is like zero protein, lots of fat, no trace vitamins or minerals. What the heck are we eating it for? I want to condemn the person to hell that created sugar in the first place. Dr. Julie Gatza is here with us from WellnessInstituteFlorida.com talking about the five ways that sugar makes us sick. Welcome to the show, Dr. Julie.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
All right, so what haven't I hit on? I think I molested everybody's sacred cow just in my opener.
Yes, you just did. I feel like I'm going to be thrown under the bus here shortly as well.
Nah, I don't think so. Anyway, the number is 844-769-2944. If you want to chime in, we always leave those toll-free phone lines open for people that have questions about sugar, about your diet, how, you know, the fact that sugar feeds cancer. I think we know that already, but I'm going to let Dr. Julie expound on that rather than listening to me. She's got some solutions to this, I'm sure.
Well, sugar in general is simply, I mean, we all need sugars in our metabolism, but what's happened over the course of many years is we've gotten so much sugar in our diets, and it's put in our food, and Americans in general have been sort of programmed to have more sweet taste buds to feel satisfied than I would say most Europeans in general. And so because of all the sugar, instead of having a metabolism that's supposed to be running efficiently, this means trillions of times a day at a cellular level, you should have a metabolism that makes energy for every single action that the body has to stay healthy and to repair itself. When we have been sort of programmed to eat so much sugar, and it's in every single thing, and our kids now can't, you know, feel full without it, what's happening is we're switching over into a sugar-driven metabolism, which means you have to eat a heck of a lot more food to feel the same. And now you can't get back to that normal metabolism without a lot of pain coming off of sugar.
Okay, I get that. And now besides, you have to understand Dr. Julie Gatza is with the Florida Wellness Institute. What is your role over there, Dr. Julie?
Well, I'm founder and chief doctor, and I educate primarily patients, because I found that when people are actually truly understanding of what's happening, they're a lot more interested, and they can stick to a program because they actually get it and it's been explained properly. We have a lot of different magazines and TV and radio that sort of tell us or don't tell us all the facts. And so we're sort of, you know, zombie-like driven into solutions that aren't necessarily real solutions. They just, you know, get rid of symptoms. But, you know, sugar in general, you can have a couple of things where you've been, you know, let's say on a bad diet for a while, you've been, you know, had a wild couple of, you know, weekends or holidays, or maybe you've been sick, and you can throw off your body, including taking antibiotics. And when this occurs, you might be craving sugar, and you say, listen, I need to lose a few pounds. I need to get this under control. And so you start eliminating sugars and eating better and healthier, and you find that you just can't stay away from the sugar. One of the things that's not known is you can have an overgrowth of normal yeast in your digestive system, and it becomes imbalanced with the good flora and the bacteria, and that's often wiped out, the good flora and bacteria, from being on antibiotics, from having a lot of sugar in the diet, from being stressed, maybe a surgery. And so what happens are the yeast, rather than staying under control, they get out of control, and they need sugar to survive. So you can have an underlying situation where you have a candida albicans situation, which is this yeast overgrowth, and the yeasts are the things that are demanding sugar, and you wonder why you have no more willpower.
Right. Now, this is just one of the five ways you're talking about when you're addressing intestinal flora. Now, what about as far as suppressing the immune system overall?
Yes, absolutely. When you actually have sugar, the immune system itself can decrease 50% of its actual normal function 1 to 2 hours after eating sugar. And, you know, there's no way to make our bodies like Superman, but what we can do is make them the most efficient. And the most efficient means they're just firing in all cylinders. They're working exactly how it was designed, and it has a lot of buffer. But when we start bombarding our system constantly, we will have less and less and less function. So now our immune system is at 50%, then we eat more sugar and it's a bit down, and we're fighting bacteria, infections, and viruses, and now it's further down, so now you're susceptible to all the things out there. Well, one of the first things that I do with all patients is I do increase the protein in their diet and start decreasing the sugars, including in the form of refined carbohydrates, such as, you know, crackers and pretzels and breads, because those turn into sugars as well.
Right. Now, I understand that people may not realize this, especially when we get up in years, that if you are constantly bombarding your, and I don't know that this to be a myth, but I'm kind of curious as to whether or not this causes premature aging.
It actually does. And, you know, one of the things that occurs is when you look at a culture that has not very much sugar in their diet, and they eat a lot of protein and a lot of good fats and vegetables, you do see nicer skin. You see, you know, it's hard to tell what age these people are. And it's very interesting. You can take somebody who, I have lots of patients of all ages, and most are elderly, and they come in and they look dull and dragged out and old and tired. And we fix their diet and, you know, get them off the sugar, and we get them on this thing that helps to get the yeast under control. And it's it really stops that sugar craving. And within 30 days, they really look alive. Their eyes are bright. Their skin looks better. We've done so many before and after pictures in the past that it truly looks like a younger sibling that you took a picture of, not that person that first came in.
Right. And the thing is sometimes, you know, when people are on diets and stuff, because they all, I think everybody's gone through this before, but, you know, they sit there and they go on this binge, and all of a sudden they're depressed because they just realized what they just did. Is this something that is caused by the sugar itself, or just their guilt trip?
Well, I'm sure that it has a factor, but you can get over that pretty quickly. The fact is, you know, I always say, you know, what were your grandparents eating? And take a look at your diet. Would that be something that they would actually have had on the table and eating three times a day? And, you know, when you look at what we're feeding our kids and what we're, you know, forced to think is our kids have to be happy to eat, you know, there are so many behavioral problems when kids are just not fed enough protein and, you know, thrown out the door with, you know, a bagel and, you know, a glass of juice, or, you know, a bowl of cereal as, you know, its only form of protein is the dairy. And you start having kids that, you know, aren't participating, they're not in communication, they're angry, they're sullen, they're fighting, and they're not learning properly. And, you know, kids are a really great magnifying glass on what the heck is happening with the adults as well. And I've seen so many people improve their mood simply by improving the diet and eliminating the sugars, by putting in a lot more protein, by not skipping breakfast, by starting to eliminate coffee, teas, soda pops, carbonation, because it also disrupts how you absorb.
Right. Now, see, that's something I'm wrestling with right now, because I'm a 2-cup-a-day guy, and I have dairy in it. You know, I got off of the French vanilla and all the other sugary stuff that has all the high fructose corn syrup. And, you know, that's the thing about those international foods, is all of their stuff has high fructose corn syrup in it. So I just switched to half and half. So, I mean, it's kind of the lesser of two evils. But the biggest problem that a lot of Americans have right now, we have an obesity problem, and a lot of people have diabetes, whether it's type 1 or type 2. I have a grandson, as a matter of fact, that's got type 1, and he's as skinny as a beanpole. And I'm just like, how is that possible? And they really have to watch his diet. They have an actual medical team that's helping to watch his diet. But then you've got heart disease and all these other things, and cancer and high glycemic diets. I mean, sugar diets are the basic cause of all of this, right?
Well, all cancer cells need sugar to survive. So, you know, there are a lot of different, you know, wonderful medical doctors who are the cutting edge. And one of the things that they do is knock out every single form of sugar in that person's diet. And then do different therapies that are norm, but they're doing it as a lot less, like adding a lot less chemotherapy, because they have a whole system that, you know, follows the sugar. When they add the sugar, they then put in the chemo, and the chemo goes directly to those cancer cells, which demand the sugar. So, I mean, you know, I've treated successfully people with high blood sugar for absolutely years. And within a very short time, we start to see these sugars soar down to the point that, you know, they aren't supposed to be on medication anymore because of the fact that their blood sugar has gotten back to normal. So, you know, the diet and the digestive system is the number one thing that I have focused on for the past almost 31 years. And you can really make some inroads with everyone's health if you correct what's happening that first. And I don't care what age you are, and I don't care what physical ailment you come in with. You fix the gut, and now you have a real chance to win the game.
Well, and the thing that gets me is, you know, trying to, and this is what the people do with the diets, is they go to extremes. They think, well, if I just cut all this out, I mean, is it really the idea of cold turkeying off of sugar? Is that really possible?
I mean, yes, it is. It's usually not wanted, but, you know, most of the people that are craving sugar are the people who are skipping breakfast or who are having a cup of coffee and, you know, some carbohydrate. And, you know, really what the body needs after sleeping all night is it needs a heavy dose of protein in the morning and some vegetables. And, you know, then you can put in a nice full glass of water before that. And you do that and the body says, oh, thank you so much. This is food I understand. This is food I can break down. This is food I can use as energy long term throughout the day. When you have a similar situation for lunch and you're not just grabbing something on the fly and you're eating maybe leftovers from last night, or a hard-boiled egg and some, you know, carrot sticks, as silly as that seems, you're going to be full when you eat good food. And you don't have to then reach into your desk drawer and grab that chocolate bar, have a second cup of coffee, or, you know, eat some crackers in the middle of the day. And then you come home and you do a similar thing. You find that you're not snacking at night. You don't have to have all that, you know, carbohydrates and sugars. And if you eat 3 protein meals a day and you throw vegetables in and some fruit, you can switch your cravings and your metabolism back to how it was when you were a child and being fed properly.
Right. Now, but the thing I'm looking at here, dark chocolate. I hear pros and cons about that. 1 ounce of dark chocolate is okay, I'm hearing, because, you know, especially the higher concentrations of cocoa or cacao, I mean, or whatever. You know, what's your take on that?
Yeah, cacao has, heavy antioxidants, but, you know, so do vegetables. So does fruits. So does, you know, green leafy vegetables and, you know, different things. So, yes, of course, you can find, you know, any benefit of something like that. But, you know, if you're healthy and you're doing that, it's totally fine. If you're unhealthy, probably you want to stay away from the things that are, you know, obviously not on the doctor's list of eat this first. You're going to be healthy with that. And, you know, it just gets into everything you can find a positive, and certainly you can find negatives on pretty much any food out there.
Sure. I mean, do you have more of a craving for sugar at night versus the daytime?
Especially when you skip breakfast.
No.
And, I find it almost one for one. People that say, I can't stop snacking at night. You know, I sit in front of the TV, and no matter what I do, I find myself in the pantry and eating something on the couch. And I said, well, are you the breakfast skipper? Do you eat protein in the morning? No. And I'm like, well, that's first and foremost. And you have to do it for consistent days before you start to change that around.
Yeah.
When you have this yeast overgrowth in the digestive system, which I find over 70% of the patients do, they are battling something that they're unaware of, that they just think really they don't have this willpower to stick to, you know, a very healthy, sensible, logical program because you've got this underlying situation happening.
Sure. And the thing is I got to look at the fact that the diet starts in the grocery store. And the more I find that we make a list of stuff that we need to be eating and we eat something before we go to the grocery store and we buy only that, we'll be okay.
It's absolutely true. I mean, if you do go to the grocery store at least full at some level, and you shop the perimeter of the grocery store, you're going to be making a lot better choices because all the fresh food is there, the fresh meat and vegetables. And, you know, the interior portion of the store is really something in a package, a box or a can. And, you know, unless it's a condiment or, you know, vinegar or something, oil, it's probably not something that you want to put first on your list. And, you know, it does take a little work to make fresh food, but I have not been able to overcome people who say they don't cook or they don't want to, you know, eat at home. It's really hard to keep them healthy unless they have, you know, a fair amount of money to go and, you know, order exactly the same type of food that they would be making at home without all the extra sugars and fats and different things like that in it.
Right, especially with food inflation being with what it is right now. Our callers, we have very astute listeners here, Dr. Julie. Sherry in Kansas, you're on the phone with Dr. Julie.
Hi, Dr. Julie.
Hi.
This is something I read back in the late 70s or early 80s, and it was about the amino acid L-glutamine, and this article said that it helps control your sugar cravings, and that the same part of your brain that makes you crave sugar makes you crave alcohol. And they were actually using it to help people that alcoholics, you know, give them extra L-glutamine. Is there anything to that that you know of?
Well, glutamine is a building block for making proteins in the body, and it's also needed to make other amino acids and glucose. So when you're actually naturally making your own glucose, you aren't craving external sources from alcohol, which is basically a sugar. So when you have that sugar metabolism already, sort of you're being fed that, whether you're an alcoholic or you're, you know, can't get off the sugars, you're a little kid who's just crazy for it, or an adult, giving the L-glutamine does help, but you also want a balance of all the types of amino acids, which is, you know, you can take those in a pill form, but, you know, your best way in general is to make a variety of different types of proteins that you're eating, from the chicken to the fish to the red meats and eggs, will supply a lot of your amino acids. And then you fill those in with steamed green vegetables, and you continue to do that meal after meal after meal, and you will start to see that this sugar intense craving, and, you know, even the craving for alcohol starts to you know, ebb and start to slide away.
Now, I take the three amino acids that make up, that your body makes glutathione after, L-glutamine, glycine, and then I take NAC. And what I've noticed since I've started doing that I'm lost a lot of the gray in my hair.
Oh, yeah.
Which is...
that's right. Minerals and amino acids missing in the body do contribute to gray hair. And, you know, it can even change people's eye colors back to, you know, what they were when they were younger. Because when you're lacking this, you lose that ability to, you know, create those pigmentations as well. So it's a, you know, it doesn't mean every person with gray hair is missing things. But the fact is, many people have been able to reverse the gray hair when they do balance out the diet, the amino acids, and the minerals in their diet.
That's all I had. Thanks, Doc. Bye.
You're very welcome.
All right. Thanks, Sherry. In Kansas, we appreciate your call. And the phone lines are still open. We've still got a couple of minutes left, 844-769-2944. And when I say a couple of minutes, I mean a couple of minutes. As far as the diet, I actually did a command shift 4 on the diet here as far as ditching the sugar habit. Is there anything that we really should be, as we've already talked about the grocery store as far as the packaged snacks, the cookies, the sauces. I mean, obviously we have to look at the amount of carbs, which is something that people are, I think they pay more attention to calories than they do carbs. And I'm just wondering, difference, what should we be paying more attention to?
I mean, you know, you can take a look at the carbs, but really, if you're eliminating most of your obvious carbs, you're going to get them from your vegetables. And people don't realize they're getting carbohydrates from vegetables, which are more than adequate amount in the day as far as your daily habits. And, you know, as far as the sugar craving itself and, you know, trying to handle that, the fastest way that I've seen to help somebody get over that with all the information that we've just covered is I came across a product about 4 years ago called Colorex, K-O-L-O-R-E-X. And what it is it's a herb from New Zealand that actually helps to kill off the candida colonies, so it puts it back into balance. And this way you stop these little yeasties screaming for sugar. Now when you get back on a normal diet and, you know, a healthier diet, you're not battling something unknown that you were not aware of. There's not an easy test to find that this is going on, but it usually comes from a history. Have you been on antibiotics? Have you had a lot of sugar? Do you have sugar cravings? And then the other symptoms can be, you know, are there yeast infections? Do you have toe fungus? Do you have itchy skin? Do you have brain fog? Do you have digestive upset of any sorts? And if you do, going on 30 days of this one pill, that's all you have to do, one a day, it does put this yeast back into normalcy, and it really gives you a leg up on being able to get control on your sugar cravings, being able to lose weight and sleep better and handle some of these long-term things that I don't know any other way except to correct the digestive system you can really get real success from.
Sure. Now, wellnessinstituteflorida.com is the website. Can people go on there and, like, order Colorex from you? I mean, how do they get it? Because I know a lot of people out there probably just heard what you said and said, wait a minute, I need that. You know,
well,
so what do we do?
What they should do is go on to the website, which is called naturessources.com, and they can look up the Colorex and read all about it. It's truly been around in New Zealand forever. I have New Zealand patients who know about this Horopito bush, which is what it's from. And they can also call the 1-800 number. And if they use the code radio, they can ask for 20% off their first order. And that phone number is 1-800-827-7656. I always say order two, because you'll have one on the medicine cabinet. If you are on antibiotics and you need help, you can take it right after that. You've normalized what's happening in the gut, and you're not fighting something that's mysterious to you.
Sounds good. Dr. Julie Gatza, thanks so much for being with us here. WellnessInstituteFlorida.com. It's been wonderful. Hope you learned something out there, folks. Dave Krieger with you in the Power Hour. We'll be back with more news and information and taking your calls after the break. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors, and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarisp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Thirty-two minutes after the hour of 12 noon. This is Thursday. That's right, February 10th, 2022. And we continue with the news and your phone calls, 844-769-2944. Anything on your mind, you get to call up and chime in. We have a the rest of the show to discuss news that you can use, news that might irritate you a little and you want to talk about it. That's okay. You know, we've talked about Biden's, the obvious cognitive issue that's going on right now. We've talked about the issues with our government overreaching. But what we were talking about before we went to Gary Benoit was ex-mayor Michael Bloomberg is supposedly going to be heading up the Pentagon's Defense Innovation Board. According to what DOD spokesman John Kirby told reporters yesterday, said the multibillionaire is going to, quote, leverage his experience and strategic insights on innovation, business, and public service, unquote. This is a real problem because you know what happened with Michael Bloomberg, you know, and what he did to New York City or didn't do. I mean, I don't know which New York City mayor is worse now, like the lesser of two evils with Mr. Adams. But, you know, the guy before him, I don't even want to bring his name up, not because I've forgotten it. See how quickly, once they're out of office, how quickly you forget him. But I just, you know, he did more damage locking down that city. Also, understand that Breitbart is reporting, and we're going to have a video for you on the email blast. So if you don't have the email blast, you're missing out on important information and things. You know that a picture's worth a thousand words, and you got parents standing up and being called domestic terrorists because they're confronting school boards. Well, guess what? Virginia students have just now served a lawsuit against the Loudoun County School Board in Virginia. Mass crazy idiots they are. And this group has gone viral. A group of Virginia students have served the Loudoun County School Board over the mask mandates. Delivered at a meeting on Tuesday, the students were seen carrying piles of affidavits into the chamber as the parents cheered. So what are they going to do now? Are they going to sit there and call our students domestic terrorists too? These people are sick and twisted, and then they got to involve our federal government into this whole nonsensical CRT censorship. Yeah, it's about time we said no. It's about time the kids stood up and said something, and they have. They've spoken. Charles in Ohio, speak. What do you have to say? What's on your mind, sir?
Hello, I just had a comment on chocolate.
Sure.
And this is just from a person who really enjoys chocolate. I just wanted to say that I think that the only healthy chocolate is probably the cacao, and it's. And if you like that, it's similar to eating Baker's chocolate. And,
sure.
You know, you're going to spend like 10 bucks for a small bar of it. But I think the rest of it is funded by Hershey's and Nestle's. And it's important on those things to go back to the original survey and see what they're rating as healthy chocolate.
Right. Have you ever been to the Ghirardelli plant in San Francisco?
No, I haven't.
Oh, that is one. I'll tell you what, if you ever get out there and can get past the mask mandates and all the other garbage that's going on in California, that is one plant that I did go visit, and it was just phenomenal. And the Ghirardelli and the Lintz, which is obviously New Zealand, Australia, that is, those are probably the two best. I don't buy the Nestle's and Hershey's and all that because they're woke. And we don't support woke corporations. I only support the ones that I know are, you know, upright and honest and healthy. And so, you know, we try to stay above the 92% cacao rating on the chocolate bars. But that's, you know, that we buy it by the we don't buy it by the bottle. We buy it by the slab because, you know, we don't eat it all the time. It's just one of these things that is kind of an extra treat. Do you eat it a lot?
Oh, I try and avoid it, but you know, I have lapses like anyone, or
sure.
a lot more than. But yeah, I enjoy chocolate. I love to visit a plant, but I really question people who find good in it. Like I say, I think that the cacao, when they harvest that, that's basically chocolate, and it I'm sure it does have health benefits, but. I eat way past the benefits.
I love that, Charles. We appreciate it. Hey, but you know what? That's better than getting a free crack pipe, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Exactly.
I appreciate that. Anything else on your mind, sir?
Oh, no. That's about it. Thanks.
All righty. Well, enjoy your chocolate. And thanks for calling in. We appreciate that, Charles in Ohio. All right. Felonious behavior. Oh, gee. And you immediately start thinking of the Biden administration, right? Well, guess what? A congressman from Texas, and see, he's running for Texas Attorney General now, Louie Gohmert, right? He has come out with accusations that the Democrats have been spying on political opponents and that the Biden administration is sending people. Not, I mean, we already heard about them going into congressman's office, but now he catches the Biden administration and their minions and henchmen opening his mail. Now, I don't know about you folks, but the last time that I checked, it's a felony to tamper with somebody else's mail. And if you mistakenly end up with somebody's mail, you have an obligation as an American to put that back in the mailbox or drop it into a postal box so that it gets delivered to the right place. Now, for them, and I'm talking about the FBI, the DOJ, and other federal operators, I mean, literally, he's getting mail. Louie Gohmert is. In January, his staff got a letter addressed to his official office from a Christian missionary, which was already open and stamped DOJ mailroom. With a date and x-rayed on the stamp. Last week, Gohmert's office received a second piece of mail from a constituent, mailed from East Texas, postmarked September 2021. It took 4.5 months to reach his office, and it also was opened and bore a stamp from the DOJ. And he's deeply concerned, which he should be, that the legislative branch mail is somehow being commingled with executive branch mail when we have completely different proprietary zip codes. And addresses, I might add, even if it were a mistake to deliver Congress's mail to the DOJ, don't get me started on this. I hate it. You know, they've got postal inspectors out there. You know, I would be filing complaints and asking postal inspectors to investigate this because it's a felony to open mail. And I can tell you, postal inspectors, that is what they're there for, Mr. Gohmert. If you don't like it, you need to get a hold of the post office and get a postal inspector to your office and sick them on these. Don't get me started on that because I'm going to start calling them names now and it's going to get ugly. You don't like people opening your mail. Gohmert doesn't like people opening his mail. Well, there's a way to stop that. You know somebody that's opening your mail? I had checks stolen out of my mailbox once, which is why I don't have a mailbox. Never did it because I'm sick and tired of people. You know, when they get desperate, they go rifling through people's mail. Or you get nosy neighbor's kids rifling through your mailbox. You know, I don't think they quite understand that. Kids, I can understand. They don't know what a felony is. But adults, and especially the DOJ, I mean, you talk about overreach. So what can I say? The Air Force, by the way, you remember we had the guy that shot the Texas gunman in Sutherland Springs on our program? Well, the Air Force now has to pay more than $230 million in damages to survivors and victims of that 2017 Texas church massacre for failing to flag a conviction that might have kept the gunman from legally buying the weapon used in the shooting, according to a federal judge. More than two dozen people were killed when Devin Patrick Kelly opened fire during a Sunday service at First Baptist Church of Sutherland Springs. He died of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound after being shot and chased by two men, one of whom we had on this show, who heard gunfire at the church, called him out. And this guy served in the Air Force before he attacked the church. U.S. District Judge Xavier Rodriguez ruled in July the Air Force was 60% liable. That is what you call contributory negligence, folks, for the attack, because it failed to submit Kelly's assault conviction during his time in the Air Force to a national database. Oh, you see, they don't like to share when they're in the same sandbox. And this is what happens. Yeah, I'd be a little peeved too, but somebody's going to get compensated for it. So the survivors and victims are going to be able to share $230 million. And I hope to God the Air Force does not appeal this. Ohio's Lorain County, we have an article that we're going to be putting up on the email blast. Hopefully you have gone to thepowerhour.com and you're subscribing to that because you can get it. This is a rather lengthy microcosm of the 2022 midterm elections, from riches to Rust Belt is what it's called. It goes into Ohio's Lorain County, which is in Rust Belt, along Lake Erie, 30 miles west of Cleveland, and goes into various other aspects of what they think is going to happen in the 2022 elections. We're not going to get into it here because it's quite detailed and will take up all the rest of my time, and I can't get all the news out that way. You know, I kind of had an obligation to tell you exactly what's going on, whether you believe it or not. That's something I want you to evaluate every time, because we still have economy and business, big tech, media and censorship, energy and environment, and COVID-related news, and some happy news that we have to get rid of, health-related news. And I got to touch on some of these things. All this stuff is going to be included on the social media blast. There's probably at least, close to 30 different news articles that we're putting on there. We had 36 yesterday, and maybe even more. Plus, you get to watch some videos, too. So it's very valuable, because I go through and we do a heck of a lot of research, and both the producers of the show and myself pick this stuff out and look at it because, one, we think it's of interest to our listeners. And we keep those lines open at 844-769-2944 in case there was one of those stories that you want to talk about and bring up on the show and voice your opinion. And that's one of the reasons why we keep the phone lines open. And please don't wait until 12:55 Central Time to call up, because then you're only going to have 1 minute to talk to me because we're off the air in 57. So to give you a little bit of how our programming works here, we appreciate that you call, because this is all part of dialogue. This is what keeps our country cooking, because we get to communicate. We're cooking with gas when we communicate. That's just the way it is. That's how it works. We, even though we agree to disagree, or we agree totally or disagree totally, doesn't matter. The fact of the matter is we're getting it out there. People get to hear the idea and they get to formulate opinions because of it. Well, the Epoch Times, and you have to understand, the Epoch Times focuses a lot on Red China. Don't know why, but that seems to be one of their big focal points. And they're saying right now, from this Atlanta Fed president, Raphael Bostic, is saying that U.S. may be on the cusp of inflation slowdown. Yeah, he told CNBC this. Epoch Times picked it up. I would like to see if the proof is in the pudding. Despite what he says, if they're raising interest rates, and that's what their plan is, they want to do a little quantitative easing. Yeah, 'tis the reason for the season. This is how they play with your fiat currency, folks. They manipulate the economy. Dave in New York, how are you, sir? What's going on? You have, did that tick you off there?
Well, no, it's something that I want to get out that's, relevant, I do believe. When you talk about
relevance,
the post office.
Sure.
Yeah. My wife has some sort of app or something. She can just go into that, and it tells her what's in the post office that we already got in the mail. Now, that tells you what they know right straight up. What's, so they know it's coming in, and they're keeping track of it. That's part of their law enforcement efforts, to keep track of what you're buying and who you support. just as important, though, someone I know, someone close to me, tried to get off Facebook, and which they've done it before. They've canceled it, however they do that. But this time it wouldn't let her without getting passport information and, you know, and all these other intrusive things. And she goes, well, why do you have to do that? Well, how are we going to know it's really you calling right now?
Yeah, they want your picture. You know, they want your picture. Did you know that? I was just informed
everything.
Of that the other day. Yeah. I was just informed of that the other day. They want you to hold your driver's license or your passport up to the screen, take a picture of it, and send it to them. I mean, come on, folks. They're gathering information on you.
Yeah, let's
oh,
do
dear God. Thanks.
Form, right?
Dave, thanks for bringing that up. I appreciate that. That's
okay,
great.
Bye-bye.
Go for it. Bye. Take care. Thank you for calling in. The whole argument in of itself that Facebook, this is a private woke entity that has just lost $200 billion because people are dropping off. And now all of a sudden it's like, no, we're not going to let you out. Well, here's the thing. You know that you can delete all of your stuff off of Facebook, right? You can delete it all. Change all your about information. You can do all that. You can edit it all and put phony information on there. You don't have to give them everything. If you want to get off of Facebook, but you don't, then basically just delete everything. Just keep going in there and deleting everything so there's nothing in your file. Take all your pictures out. Put a banner on there that cusses Facebook. You know, that's negative, derogatory about Facebook. Put that in your banner. Take a picture of something. Write it up on your whatever kind of word processing system you have and put that on your Facebook banner page. Cussing Facebook, calling them a bunch of, big media, big tech censorship fiends, you know, accuse them of everything and say, you know, you're not getting my passport information. You give it to them. Know what I mean? And then see how long they keep your account up. Hopefully they'll suspend you and you'll never get back on there again. That's another good way to get off there is do something repeatedly they don't like. They'll take you off. I don't like the idea of having to have my picture or driver's license taken so they've got my street address and all this other stuff, and then they turn over and they put that in a giant database. I swear to God, Facebook and Google are helping the U.S. government gather information on all of us. No, I don't have anything to hide. Really? Yeah, pretty soon. You ever notice, and we talked about this before, you go into a store like Dillard's, and all of a sudden you get a text, welcome to our store. We have all this on sale today. You wonder how they got that? Yeah, it's called Pegasus. We talked about them on the show yesterday. But it gets worse. You know, even though you have your Google Map apps and all your other tracking apps and your navigation switched off, it still knows. They lied. That's why they're getting sued. And so, you know, the only way to stop this nonsense is get off social media completely. And if they won't let you off, just start putting derogatory information up there and bashing Facebook, and I guarantee you they will suspend your account. And just keep doing it repeatedly, over and over and over. And I mean custom. Use four-letter words. Do everything in your power. Call them commie, pinko, whatever. Call them whatever you want. I mean literally, just nail them. That's the only thing I can think of, because it seems like when you start putting stuff on there they don't like, they suspend your account, which means you can't have access to it, and they aren't asking you for your picture and all your personal information. They have no right to that. So I say, let's ramp up and give Facebook hell. What do you say? You got a lot of doctors, more than 800 accounts for COVID-19 misinformation being included in Facebook's decision to flag all these people. Oh, of course they're going to fact check you, right? Eddie in Missouri, how are you, sir? You got a couple of minutes? Chime in. What say you?
Very good. Make it quick. I'd like to hear the facts about the gun-related crimes. They've got them all. If a policeman shoots somebody or a burglar or whatever, I'd like to for you to get the facts on dividing them up from home protection and police and what all the deal is. These doctors, black doctor Democrats, get on, and all they want to talk about is how bad guns are and guns kill people. Well, they're too dumb to know that they had wars before they had guns.
That's right. You're absolutely right, sir. And not only that, but guns.
When you,
yeah. Go ahead. No, John Lott is the guy that we need to have back on the show. Now that you mentioned that, I think I can get our producers to get Dr. Lott back on the show, and we can talk about those questions. Now, specifically, you want him to delineate all the various different kinds of crimes. There may be some research already on the Internet out there. Have you tried looking it up?
Don't have Internet. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's all right. So you just want to basically have them put it out orally so you can hear it, and we'll see if we can get Dr. Lott back on the show. It's been a while since I've talked to him. I've interviewed him twice already, and we could probably get him back on now, because what I'm really, the phobia I have is the gun grab, because see, they think that by taking the guns out of all law-abiding Americans that we're going to have less crime. These people are twisted in the brain. It works just the opposite. Then only the criminals have guns, right?
Right. And it only gets worse when they take the guns from other countries. They've all got more crime after they took them.
That's right. Exactly. And that's what you're seeing right now in all the blue state cities. You know, I brought blue state up to one of our guests that was on the show and got my butt chewed offline. And I'm just like, look, I'm not the one that came up with the term blue state. That's something that, you know, this diatribe that's been carrying on. But I mean, you go to any blue state city, what do you see? More crime. Smash and grab.
More crime.
Yeah, you don't see this stuff going on in red state cities, right?
Right.
Law and order. What part of Missouri are you from, sir?
Kansas City.
There you go. Hey, you're listening to us on KCXL?
Yes.
Wonderful. Well, say hi to those folks for us, and we appreciate their carrying the show. That used to be my old stomping grounds on KLSI Classy 93.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Hello, Morning News Team. You bet. Go Chiefs. All right, there we have it. Eddie in Missouri, thank you so much for calling in. This is the thing about this big media tech censorship. 800 doctors, British Medical Journal with the fact check, missing context labels, reducing visibility of a post, studies delving into data integrity issues with Pfizer vaccines. The Great Barrington Declaration gets deleted. I don't agree with everything Dr. J says on TV. Martin Kulldorff and them, you know, I signed that Great Barrington Declaration, too, by the way, as a journalist. But the thing is, you know, I am trying to get as involved as I can to a point, but I still scratch my head about Dr. Malone's creation or helping pioneer mRNA technology, because I don't even know if he knew when he helped pioneer that Pfizer and them were going to misuse it and turn this stuff into life-altering nanotechnology that they inject into your system and make you something you're not supposed to be. Joe Rogan, by the way, has declined a $100 million offer to move to Rumble. See, when you have 11 million listeners on your show, every social media platform wants you. And that's why, you know, he really thought that this little nonsense with the N-word was a political hit job. You'll be able to read about that on our email blast if you get it. But that's basically what he said. He said, look, these people just pull stuff out of way back when and run it up the flagpole to make me look bad. And I don't care what you think. Joe, hey, Rogan, if you're listening to us, stop apologizing for stuff. Here's another thing. We talk about EMP, by the way, with the 3 minutes we have left here. A solar storm has knocked out 40 newly launched satellites from Elon Musk's SpaceX program. He has 49 satellites that were newly launched up there. 40 of them no longer work as part of the Starlink Internet Communications Protocol. And this is what I'm telling you about EMP. You know, this is what solar storms, geomagnetic storms, EMP. This is a large burst of radiation from the sun. It has the ability to knock out power. I keep telling you about the EMP shield, EMPshield.com. You get to go there and put in TPH for the power hour and get a discount, and you help us out as well. But the thing is that, you know, you have to understand what EMP is, and it's not just launching a nuke overhead that can knock us out. It can be solar storms, solar flares, coronal mass ejections, all sorts of stuff. Any geomagnetic event, you know, look into that. That's a little more research for you. The country of Australia has changed the definition of fully vaccinated. You're not going to believe this. In order to be fully vaccinated, you have to have all the booster shots. And now they're on dose number 3. Yeah, guess what? They've got 7 planned. People under 16 will not be required to have up-to-date booster shots, except if, you know, with the exception of severely uncompromised or immunocompromised people age 5 and over. 10 million doses, they are waiting, and I'm talking about Pfizer, to be rolled out for kids under 5 years old. They're over there salivating in front of the FDA. Oh, please, 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 let us get these 10 million out there. That's 10 million kids that might not be able to have kids, which means you will not be grandparents if they take the jab. Mommies, do you really understand what's going on? Dr. Peter McCullough is on camera warning people about giving the jab to kids. Myocarditis triggered by the COVID-19 vaccines is way more serious than the same problem from China itself. And not only that, but here's a problem. We have a 6-year-old victim stricken with myocarditis right after getting the jab. Mommy, what were you thinking? You can read that report. It's going to be included in our email blast. I don't like the idea of parents not only lying about the age of their kids so they can get them jabbed because they think they're doing them a favor. What happens when you, as a parent, take your child and you let them get stuck with something you don't know what's in it, and all of a sudden, they're dead? How are you going to forgive yourself then? Think about those things and ponder them until tomorrow's show. We're out of time right now. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. In the meantime, God bless you. God bless the United States of America.
Heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.